Welcome to break number 65. Now we're going to start getting into, within Nehemiah here, we're going to start getting into the issues and the obstacles and the obstaculars, the people that are behind them. So we're in verse 10. So now we've got Nehemiah going out there, and he's got protection, and he's got the okay to go do this from his boss, which is a good thing. And he says in verse 10, this is when it gets, now we're going to start seeing some things. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it. This is Nehemiah. He's going to go and fix the walls of Jerusalem. It grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Uh-oh. The word is out. And they're not happy with that. He just pops that in, just a verse by itself. When Sanballat and Tobiah heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. See? We want to show people the truth of a King James Bible. We want to help them rightly divide that thing. You don't need the confusion of all these other Bibles. You don't need all these pastors and preachers teaching all these crazy gospel things. You don't need Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to fix your life. You don't need to go to Peter and James and John in a sailboat. That's the wrong boat to get into. You need to look to Paul, and it's the simplicity of Christ, and you're looking to the risen Savior. You're not being taught the Jesus teachings to the Jews other than learning them historically and understanding who Jesus was when he came down here. We've got all sorts of things to tell people. We can help them understand the political scene. We can help them understand all sorts of things. And yet, it grieves people exceedingly that you would have anything to say along that line. And we'll get back to those guys, really, very soon here, Sanballat and Tobiah. So now we go to verse 11. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. So the next 12, 13, 14, 15, he looks and he sees the mess. He gets into it and he sees what's going on. It's a disaster. And he says in verse 16, and the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. So Nehemiah is not telling anybody what he sees, but he sees what he sees. And this is what's hard for me, for example. I see things, I hear things. I haven't been the full-time pastor, so I don't have the time to put the sermons together to preach and teach about this stuff. It's frustrating. I drive down the road and I see something or hear something, and I think of scriptures. Oh, that'd make a good sermon. That'd make a good break. Well, I'm just learning these things. I'm seeing these things. When I first got into the Paul thing, I kept reading and thinking, boy, this is just so different than what I've been preaching and teaching. Didn't tell anybody. I'm just seeing this and seeing this and seeing this. And then one day I said, okay, folks, I'm just going to have to tell you what I've seen in the scriptures. And as your pastor, and I told you when I got here, I was going to teach you what I've learned from my own Bible studies, not reading anybody else's stuff. Then here we go. And fortunately, for a while, they were not grieved exceedingly. They saw, because we trusted the scriptures, and they saw that's what it says, and there it is. And for a while, it went pretty well, and things went downhill quickly, as it does with Nehemiah. And yes, the things that were obstacles that Nehemiah dealt with, I dealt with the congregation. Get back to this, and so in verse 17, then said I unto them, so then he tells them, ye see the distress that we are in? How Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. That was his goal, is to rebuild, to build up that wall. Why? So that we be no more a reproach. And it's one of those things about Christians today that if we whine and cry and complain about this and complain about that, and we don't have that joy, then we're actually a reproach to the truth of the risen Savior. And we can't be that way. We need to be the joy of the risen Savior in spite of all the things around us. And I'm nervous to preach that again because I've been through a lot of rough places. Is that going to happen again? So I'm going to have to eat these words and go, yeah, I'm going to have to stand strong when I'm not here anymore, moving on or retired and getting into the penniless retirement. I mean, all sorts of things I can whine about. But I can't let that be that way. So then he says, then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, and also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Now, I like this because it says, they said, let us rise up and build. Nehemiah told his people, those people there, here's the problem. It's a disaster, and we are a reproach to the truth, you know, kind of a thing. And then they say, well, let's get going. You said that the king will help us with the stuff, and let's get up and let's go do something. They said it. Wasn't just Nehemiah having to beg them to do it, get them to do the right thing. I beg you guys to come to the fair booth. I had to beg some of the men. They're scared to death to come to that thing. Come on, come there. And yet we had some guys there said, let's go do the booth. Let's go do that. Let's go and do this. And Nehemiah said, let's go and build this thing up. And then it says, so they strengthened their hands. They strengthened themselves, their hands, for this good work. So they're getting ready to do the job. So they're preparing. Are you preparing the fix in your life? Are you strengthening your hands to do what needs to be done? Sometimes it's best. I can't think of the verse, but there is a verse, Proverbs or something, where you don't want to jump in sometimes because you can make things worse. You've got to prepare for it. Strengthen your hands for what you want to do. But here we go, verse 19. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian, he pops in now, they heard it. They laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? So here we go. You want to fix something in your life. You want to try to fix something in your community if you want, or whatever, your family. But you know, you've learned from Paul that you just got to kind of let things be. Sometimes you just got to turn them over to the God of this world. We've been over that in the previous breaks. But here, you're wanting to do something in your personal private life. If you're trying to do something, or again, fix something within your family as a father or mother to try to do here, this is what they had. Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, laughed them to scorn, and they despised them. And they said, what is this thing that you do? So have you ever had that? You want to try to fix something, and somebody says, what are you trying to do? You're going to stop doing what? You're not going to watch that? You're not going to go there? You don't want to come drinking with me? You're going to stop with this? You're going to try to get your tattoo burned off or whatever? You're going to stop doing that? You're going to start covering up? You're going to dress better? What is it with you? And then they throw this at you. Will ye rebel against the king? So they make it look like what they're trying to do is they make it political. Oh, so you don't love America? You don't love your job? You don't love this? You don't love that? See, you're going against the world. You're going to go against your job. You're going to go against your family. You don't want them to be happy and have fun when they come home. How could you do this? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. So we got to remember, this whole issue in Nehemiah was about the kingdom of heaven. It's an earthly kingdom. He was building up a city, the walls for the city, and God was going to prosper them physically to do the job. We have to remember and remind ourselves that we may be wanting to do the right thing in our lives, but we're not going to get God's physical blessings. You might result in blessed physical blessings as such because you're doing the right thing, and it might be a good, wise decision, and it might make things better in the home. You might get yourself a better job in time. You know, you're working yourself up, but God isn't going to lay that stuff in your lap. We've got to realize that our blessings from the risen Savior today are spiritual blessings. We are not trying to build and boost and build the kingdom of heaven. We're trying to build up the kingdom of God in our own personal lives, and we will talk about the kingdom of God in chapter 3 in the next break.